Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Total Information AM continues until 10 this morning. As you heard on CBS Monday, the FBI conducted a search of former President Donald Trump's private residence in Palm Beach, Florida. Sources tell CBS the search was related to alleged removal of classified records from the White House after Trump left office. CBS News correspondent Scott McFarland joins us once again on KMOX. Scott, thank you so much.
Of course. Good morning.
So what was taken and do we know exactly why?
Well, multiple sources confirmed to CBS News this search was related to those missing White House documents. You'll recall back in January, the National Archives announced that it was seeking the return of records that were supposed to be in its possession, but that were at Mar-a-Lago, seemingly in the possession of former President Trump or at his estate. Then in February, 6 months ago tomorrow, the Justice Department was asked by the Archives to investigate. We may have just seen the tip of the spear of that investigation with an FBI search executed at Mar-a-Lago. The search warrant itself, signed by a federal judge in the federal system, is to a degree a public record, but they're often sealed when they're executed. They're often sealed until any case is brought, and there's no reason to believe this will be any different. It is sealed. It is not for public view.
We just had in the news, Scott, I'm not sure you were on the line at the time, but we had our analysts, John Hancock and Michael Kelly, talking about this, and both of them agreed that this should only have been done if the FBI has evidence of serious wrongdoing. What is your feeling?
You know, it's interesting you say that, because I hesitate when I say the search warrant won't become public. That's traditionally the case in the federal criminal justice system, but this is not a traditional case. I mean, this is, no matter your view, a provocative move to search the property of a former president. It may not be tenable for the Justice Department to say no comment, no comment, we don't comment on pending investigations in this unique case, because the threshold had to be enormously high to execute a search warrant at a former president's estate. It likely got the top level approvals at the Justice Department. So they may be under pressure from congressional Republicans, maybe even from congressional Democrats, to explain themselves.
I was surprised to hear, and maybe I shouldn't be, that the White House reportedly got no advance notice. That perhaps is the way this ought to be.
That's how it's supposed to be. The Justice Department says it unequivocally, that they pursue facts wherever those facts may lead. They act independently of the White House and of Congress. And the Justice Department needs that independence to have the credibility it needs for its investigations. That being said, this just isn't a traditional case. I don't know that they can follow the traditional playbook of, we'll tell you what we were looking for if and only if, when and only when, we file a civil or criminal case against some stakeholder at Mar-a-Lago. Just not sure that's going to work here.
And in terms of the midterm campaign ads that we're going to start hearing, you can almost read the playbook, couldn't you, from the Republican side, or anticipate how intense this is going to get?
I mean, you can read into the fact that it was the former president announcing this and confirming this for us. We didn't have reportable information about a search on his property until he told us about it, which shows it's likely he believes it can be weaponized politically and that Republicans can weaponize it politically. This is an inflammatory moment for both sides, for a deeply and toxically divided America. This search isn't going to help bridge gaps.
I saw a tweet this morning, it was a sarcastic, absolutely sarcastic one, that Republicans want to defund the police, meaning the FBI. No love lost there. And then Senator Tim Scott telling CBS that the more focus you put on Trump, the more his supporters will rally around him. So it in an instant, certainly has become a political discussion.
Let me add a footnote to that point. I think it's an important one, though sarcasm on Twitter is pervasive. There's actually there's some meritoriousness to that tweet, because there was a Republican, Andy Biggs of Arizona, who at the Conservative Political Action Committee convention last week in Texas says if Republicans take control of the U.S. House, he would look to defund some Justice Department programs based on his frustrations or his protest of the January 6th investigation. There will be some calls for defunding of federal law enforcement if and when Republicans take the House next year.
Scott, before we go, I wanted to commend you on a tremendous piece on CBS News about our friend Bryce Weiler. He has been on this radio station many times. He's a great friend of mine. I go way back with him. And you spoke of and did a wonderful piece on the Beautiful Lives Project, traveling America to stage baseball games for people with disabilities. What did you learn from that experience?
Very nice of you to say. I learned that as a lifelong Cardinals fan, I say with pride, I learned that baseball is very much alive with today's children. They live, eat, sleep, and breathe it. And I saw some children with disabilities have a sparkle in their eye playing baseball. 11-year-olds, 10-year-olds, talking baseball stats. And their moms and dads adore it because it gives them joy when life sometimes steals joy from them.
It was a very moving piece indeed. I saw it as well, Scott. Good job. Brought in emotion that I think that we need to remain in touch with.
That's right. And I think ultimately inclusiveness is the best thing we can do. Make sure everybody has a chance to play the game. Make sure everybody's invited to be part of the activity. Bryce Weiler has mastered.
It's really something. Bryce Weiler has had so much behind this Beautiful Lives Project to allow those with disabilities to enjoy outdoor activities, to enjoy sports, to enjoy life. And by the way, Bryce was born blind.
That's right. And he's doing baseball commentary at a professional level. He's done 150 games. Nothing's going to stop him.
Wow.
I agree. Scott, thanks for the time very much.
Thank you both.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.